Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome aboard to Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Shortner Farm and Ranch, and the Prime Bank of Texas. Hey, it's Wednesday. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Boy, if you like to follow politics, or if you hate politics or something, but one way on your emotional scale is off the scale, because number one, those who are on the losing side of this last election, there's a circular firing squad, and they're yelling at each other, and it's really bad. I know people who have not talked to family members since last week, or some that have kept their distance for the last week. And then on the other side, you got people following every move that's going on. And yesterday started sometime in the morning, and then it went like every couple of hours there was a new cabinet member named. Even it surprised even people who were trying to cover it. And I guess the biggest surprise was the one for the Pentagon, for the defense secretary, who best known recently as an author and host on the weekend version of Fox and Friends, Pete Hegseth. And I've really not paid, I don't watch that on the weekend or any of the time because I'm working, but I don't know much about him. I did read a lot about him last night. On first glance, I said, a talk show host going to run the Pentagon? Let's wait a second here.
Well, that's not really.
He had been in the military.
Yeah.
You know, I knew. So I read about him a little bit, and he is a lot more qualified than I think some of the people that are writing these so-called think pieces. Number one, he went to Princeton, graduated from there, and went on to the Harvard School and got a master's in public policy. So, you know, that's that. You're not a nitwit that does that. He's a major in the United States Army and serves and still serving, I believe, in the National Guard in Minnesota. He's been a squadron leader. He's been a soldier and a real one. So that is an unusual place to be at the Secretary of Defense. We haven't, you know, we've had a lot of other people. I don't know that he has a lot of experience in, you know, buying tanks and things like that and weapon systems and stuff, but we're going to see if he's able to delegate and put some good people around him that know that stuff.
Let me ask you on all these appointments, has our government ever had a, what's it called, the Department of Government Efficiency?
No,
this is brand new.
Let's go backwards. President Reagan was big on this government waste thing. That was one of his big things he wanted to do. So there was a man named W.R. Grace, who was a round, bald-headed guy. I remember him from the 60s and 70s. He was a zillionaire who ran the Grace Shipping Company. That used to be one of the – you'd see it occasionally. He owned a lot of companies, but Grace Shipping was what made him a billionaire. And the Grace Commission, they formed a commission. Remember, like the Kennedy Assassination Commission.
Like a Warren Commission or something.
Yeah, Warren Commission, all that stuff. They've had a Grace Commission, and they came out with a lot of stuff, and it did a lot of good. There was another one after that, and I can't remember what it was, but, you know, they have occasionally the BRAC Commission that goes around and closes up air bases and military bases that aren't being properly used or used enough anymore. So that has happened. So it's not a department, and you can't just go and I mean, the president can do a lot of stuff.
So it's not exactly like a cabinet, but so he has established this that's called DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, and in charge of it is Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy.
And they already know what they want to. They've got some places in their sights already. They're not going to this and then just listening to everything. They've got places they want to go already.
You got Ann Richards. I always remember would say a hit dog will howl. You're going to hear some howling because their objective is to dismantle government bureaucracy, slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure most federal agencies. Wow.
See, for example, one of the things that's going to be needed in this country is that we've got to be able to find a source of power that currently we don't have. And the people have decided they don't really want to use coal and all. So the answer that's come in from Europe.
Oh, source of power, energy.
Small,
I got you.
Nuclear power.
At first, I thought
small
you meant
version.
Governmental power. Yeah, okay.
Small nuclear power. Not like the big Texas nuclear plant that took 25 years or some ungodly number of to finally get that South Texas nuclear plant. I remember covering it in 1980. It took forever to get online. They want to do smaller ones that are easier to get past. And we use nuclear power in all our military, particularly in our Navy, and it's been used very successfully, safely, and the small reactors can do that. That is probably where they want to go, but they can't go there because there's so much red tape that goes along with it. Some people on the opposite side of that would say there's red tape for a reason, for more safety, for this, for that, but that's what these guys have got to figure out. Is there a way to do things without having to tie it up for 50 years in court action, regulations, and all that stuff? So that's one area where I'm pretty sure they're going to be looking for that. So we'll see. You know, but the bottom line is you can't be getting rid of stuff that's going to make the water dirtier or the air dirtier, or this administration will be out as soon as it started. So they've got to really walk the line, do what's right to get rid of waste, get rid of the generals that are involved in the Afghanistan planning and all that stuff, which is what one of the first things they're going to do with another commission. They're going to form a commission, or at least that's one of the potential executive orders, to form a commission of former ranked flag officers and some enlisted people and review the credentials of the top tier of the Navy, Air Force, Marines, and all that, and see who needs to go and see who needs to stay. And then if they send that recommendation to the president, if he approves it, they're gone in 30 days. So there's a procedure even for that. So there's going to be a lot of reviewing that goes on. And why did he do certain things that he did? Okay, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. He is one of the top ranking person on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He knows exactly where the problems are. He's extremely versed. He's not some body that's falling off the hay truck trying to get in there and run the farm. He knows where the problems are. He knows what they are. And I think he's communicated and been with Trump enough to know that he's the top diplomat and knows where he's going with this. He knows he's got to get China back in the house. He's got to do something with Zelensky and Ukraine and Putin, and he's got to do something in the Middle East. So Marco's got three things to go right off the bat. And the fourth would be keeping Mexico under some kind of control. They're getting all hot and bothered about potential for tariffs. And a couple of people down there are speaking real loud. It's interesting. They're very involved with China these days in Mexico. So we'll see how all that connects together and what all happens with that. I don't know totally the reason why he picked who he did for EPA. The immigration thing is pretty easy. Christy Noem, she's tough. And that guy Tom Homan is double tough, and that's a department that's been under so much scrutiny because of the Secret Service, because of FEMA, because of ICE, because of Border Patrol, and all of that. So he put some tough folks, enforcers, in that position, as you would totally expect that he would. Robbing the House of Representatives to put people in your cabinet, pretty dangerous thing to do. And stealing from the Senate, too, to put people in. But You got to do it sometimes, but I guess Marco Rubio, Rick, the governor down there, DeSantis, will appoint someone to take his place, and that's probably pretty safe. But this New York congressperson that's going to go, then the governor's going to replace that person.
You know what a lot of governors do when they get to replace a U.S. senator? They put themselves in that job.
That's happened. Yep. They can do that. And DeSantis just might. So I haven't heard anybody suggest that, but I wouldn't be.
Yeah, I haven't either. Yeah,
if it wouldn't be a shocker if he did that, but we don't know. DeSantis has got to figure out which road he's going to try to go. I heard that when Rick Scott's term was up, he was going to run for that. And I mean, this last time, I think Rick Scott's going to retire probably at the end of this 6-year period. Now, if he's made today, we'll find out. If he's made the top guy in the Senate taking Mitch McConnell's place. And if he gets that position after 4 years, I don't know if he's going to want to leave or not. We'll see. He may decide to stay. Mike Huckabee going to Israel. Don't know the deal on that. I don't know if that's a reward or what. I don't know what the thinking was on that. But Huckabee.
Well, no, he's been, you know, he's been a fervent supporter of Israel, obviously.
Israel, yeah.
And the number of trips he has made to Israel is well over 100. So it's
he loves his daughter Sarah,
yeah,
who's the governor of Arkansas. So I think everybody's pretty happy about that. The CIA picked John Ratcliffe, the pickers, and this has been a bad month for pickers, people who are just predicting things. They thought that he was going to be made attorney general, but instead he's going to go into CIA. He's the former head of intelligence in the last Trump administration, so he trusts him, he understands him, and to go from there. So it's going to keep on going. He's got some people that, I mean, this is one thing that I don't understand, the bias of the media on this particular thing. I've heard more reporters than one say it. He is putting people in there that are loyal to him. Think about that sentence if you're trying to review a script. What would be the opposite of that? He would rather put people in there that hate him. He would rather have people in there that don't work well with him. I mean, why would you, if you're the president, not put people in there that you know or trust or like or any of the above? If you were having a business, you wouldn't hire people you don't like or you don't believe in what they say. So, I don't know. That doesn't make a lot of sense. The economy of Mexico. This is a big deal for the United States, certainly a big deal for Texas. And Marcelo Ebrard, Mexico's economy minister, said, if you put 25% tariffs on me, I have to react to the tariffs. Structurally, we have the conditions to play in Mexico's favor. Yeah, they could cause big problems with us on on produce that we get in and everything else that goes on. We're very tied to Mexico. So we'll see if they get into a tariff war on that. I bet somebody tries to work that out before then. But last year, China became the largest trading partner. Mexico, rather, became the largest trading partner with the United States instead of China. So we do go just watch the FedEx flights every day coming from Mexico to the United States, from the central part of Mexico down there. And it's amazing. We do a lot of business down there, no doubt about it. So the president's going to meet with the president today. That's going to be, got to be the most uncomfortable meeting that's ever been. Because you know Joe's going to pop off and say something. And if they're not looking, and you know Trump's going to say something if they're not looking. And so we'll see if both guys can control themselves. But we won't know.
Well, you see, we'll never really know.
We'll never know, not unless Trump tells us.
Or there's an open mic somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, Trump's not good to... If he had something, it would be very interesting to see what he would do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A naked man was found lying under an elderly woman's house in California. LAPD came across the man in question in a crawl space, had been living there in some time. A woman thought to be in her early 90s kept hearing strange noises in the house. It apparently was the naked man that was under the house, found blankets and food under the property when they discovered the man. So if you do have a crawl space and you hear some noises, could be a naked man.
Wow. I was convinced as a kid that there was somebody living in our attic, and the entrance to the attic was right outside my bedroom, so I didn't sleep for the first 12 years, by the way.
Well, I'll tell you now,
scared of
the
shadow.
And right now, this week is the day, well, 13,000 episode, 13,000 episodes of The Young and the Restless is this week. It started back March the 26th, 1973. I was a master control operator intern at Channel 20 in Montgomery when that first episode ran. So I remember Snapper and Greg and Mrs. Chancellor from Genoa City and Victor, whatever his name was, and Victor Newman, or I don't know, Victor whatever was a bad guy, or he was a good guy some days, bad guys next. You ever get hooked on a soap opera?
Well, I'd have to admit, yeah when I was in school, I watched, when I got home, all my children. I did.
Did your parents, did your mama watch anything?
They weren't, she was working.
Working. Well, mine was The Edge of Night. And that was one time I better close my mouth, read a book, stick my head in the sand or whatever I was going to do, but you better not do it loudly when Mike Carr and The Edge of Night were on. 3 o'clock Central Time, and the show that led up to it was The Secret Storm.
Well, you watched some really offbeat.
I didn't watch them. I was just there. I had nothing else. We didn't have cable. I mean, it was just one TV in the house, and she controlled it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
These
she had it on early.
Were the days of our lives.
Like Sam's to the Hourglass.
Yeah, it was
terrible. It was terrible.
I did an on-set thing with them. I was on the soap opera Santa Barbara. I got to go on that one. It got paid, too. That was pretty cool. I was one of Mr. Capwell's aides. I had a tuxedo. They gave me a wife and everything. It was really cool. And Jeffrey Osborne sang at the wedding that day. It was a big wedding scene, so it was a really long day, but it was a lot of fun. That was my chance to be an actor. My father came home from work. He never came home from work for anything. And Judge Carter came home and watched me on Santa Barbara that day. It was a big deal.
Was he proud of his boy?
He's proud of me being on network, on the soapy. He thought it was great. He said, I got paid. That was the biggest thing he liked about that. Happy Gilmore 2 is in production as we speak. They've added some more people. Ben Stiller is coming back to that. Christopher McDonald, you may or may not know who that is. He's going to play, again, pro golfer Shooter McGavin. You'd know if you saw him. He's been a bad, like an irritating person to people on a number of shows. Julie Bowen is going to be Sandler's love interest. They're going to have Bad Bunny, musician Bad Bunny is going to be on there, one of Bob's favorites. And NFL star Travis Kelce is going to be on Happy Gilmore 2 as well. Denzel Washington says, only got a couple of more movies in me, then I'm done. He's going to do Black Panther 3, and he's going to do Shakespeare's Othello, and he may do one other one, and that's going to be it for him. Bridget Jones is coming to Peacock. They're not going to put it out in the theaters. Renee Zellweger, UT girl. Mad About the Boy is the fourth one of those. Trailer is out there on the Internet as we speak. a show I never watched, but some did. I don't know if Eric did or not. Did you ever watch Squid Game?
Oh, I love Squid Game. Now, I like the movie. The game show that they had, the offshoot of that, was okay. But the movie was pretty good. It was, you know, foreign film with, you know, English titles on it. It was a little interesting. The first scene of Squid Game was just, it was outlandish. That's why a lot of young people really, and people like me that are freaks, would watch it.
Season 2 is coming.
All right.
They're promoting it now overseas, and I imagine it's coming here soon. LSU has been fined $250,000 after fans threw debris on the field during the Alabama game. We know how that goes out. They were throwing junk, and then they were terrible, that those fans, and the coaches too. The coaches left the booth with like 3 minutes left to go. They just abandoned ship up there where they called the plays, and then the fans left. It was pretty much empty by the fourth quarter, and that was weird, seeing Tiger Stadium with almost nobody there. But $250,000. Now Ole Miss is getting fined $350,000 for rushing the field before the game was over. That's always bad.
And guess where the money has to go?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's up to $1 million now with all the different fines that are out there.
But that fine that Ole Miss is getting?
Yep.
Who were they playing, Georgia?
Georgia.
Yeah. They have to give it to Georgia. I have the story. I couldn't believe it. Now, that's brilliant, actually. Because you know how these universities have reacted, which is, that's okay, we'll get donors to cover it. But if you have to give it to the opponent, I wonder if that does finally want, as you as an institution, to say, hey, maybe we ought to figure out how to keep people from coming on the field.
I think that Ole Miss fans and donors are like, oh, we'll hand $250,000 over to beat Georgia every day.
Hand it over to Georgia?
Hand it over to whoever if they win the game.
I was telling folks in Georgia today in my Macon station that I was on in Tuscaloosa today already too, and we all agree we are all Georgia Bulldog fans this week. We're saying go dogs to beat Tennessee. Because have you seen the lineup for the CFP?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You guys get a first round bye.
Yeah.
And we're
seated second just under Oregon. Right now, it just means nothing. I mean, it's nice little beauty contest at the moment. And, yeah, everybody in that top 12 or 15 is probably going to be part of the mix at some point. But being number 2 right now, after one game, we could be number 12, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it could be, but this is how it's – I think this is going to be where it goes, at least in the lower tier.
I think the Aggies had a little say in that a little later on.
Yeah, Indiana versus Alabama is the first round. The winner of that game goes to play Texas. So
I see a trajectory. God, nobody knows, right? I see Texas and Tennessee on our first game, but we'll see.
I see Texas and Arkansas,
I will finally not pull for Tennessee.
Beat Georgia?
Huh?
You think Tennessee's going to beat Georgia?
No,
I do.
I don't.
I do.
Oh, good. I'm going to put more money on Georgia then.
All right. You just go ahead and do that.
I'm going to say there's no way.
Bob gets about as many right as Ted does.
George is not winning, losing two games in a row.
I'm
keeping
track of your record. But
Here we go.
I bet Vegas ain't calling you for their postal line.
They call me every hour on the hour.
If the Aggies beat the Longhorns in the last game and they're both have won out, do you think the Aggies would care if they had to pay $250,000? No, they would.
Here's how your Tennessee thing goes,
right,
Bob.
Aggies would never want to give us that money.
If they won the game?
The first round is
are you crazy?
Well, if it hinged on that, they just wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't.
Hell would freeze over before they gave money to the Longhorns. Boise State versus Ohio State.
Ooh.
Notre Dame versus Tennessee. Ole Miss versus Penn State. Alabama versus Indiana. Miami gets a bye. Oregon gets a bye. BYU gets a bye. Texas gets a bye. So let's say it's Alabama and Texas, and you beat Alabama. You move on to play probably That's cool. You got a real good chance of being the national championship.
Oh, no question.
Based on how this is. Because Ole Miss and Penn State, Ole Miss might beat them. They might beat BYU, but I think you'd beat Ole Miss.
Even if Texas,
yeah,
Jimmy,
heck of a game, though.
Even if we don't win the national championship, I am so satisfied after 3 years or more of you guys don't understand how great the SEC is. And they are. But you can't compete there. It'll take you years to ever adjust to it. Well, the first year.
Well, you got to play some of the better teams first.
I agree.
Well, I think we've been through this before. And I think when you get to the records, the power index of who you beat and all, Alabama is the only team statistically that beats Texas in our first year in the mighty and vaunted SEC.
Well, wouldn't it be awful for you? I mean, it would be awful for me because I have to listen to it. But if we beat it, I don't believe Indiana's real. They might be.
I don't either.
But I just, I can't, I don't know. Maybe there's something I don't
know. I think they're like the Cincinnati and TCU outliers.
Could be.
Now that we're in the SEC,
we saw what happened
to
TCU when they went to the national championship.
Worst game ever.
But if Alabama beat Texas, I'd never hear the end of it. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video.
Oh, let it begin. I think you worry about Arkansas first.
Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch. Yeah, by the way, I think I might have dispensed some inaccurate information yesterday. Did I say the game on Saturday is at 2:30?
No, it's at 11 or...
If I did, yeah, my apologies. I'm going to get corrected on.
The next game, you said Kentucky, and that is at 2:30.
No, I know that's 2:30.
Yeah, this weekend is 11
o'clock. But I was thinking I might have said just like this weekend's game. But this weekend's game, it's at 11 a.m.
Thankfully.
From Vietnam.
Yeah, that's a good pick. You don't want a night game in Vietnam. You want an early game.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. And Precision Camera Video, the Great Aggie Swartner Farm and Ranch, and, of course, Prime Bank of Texas, bring you Jimmy Carter every morning right here from the Austin studios. 95.9 is Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.